Our next speaker is Lindsay Smart, who's the Chief Risk Officer for Munich Re here in Australia. Lindsay has over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, was appointed Chief Risk Officer at Munich Re in Australia and New Zealand in 2011. He's previously worked in life insurance, reinsurance, wealth management and financial services across Asia-Pacific, including 7 years in his own consultancy, and has held a number of appointed actuary positions over that time, and has been an active participant in the actuarial profession throughout his career, currently being a member of the Council of the Actuaries Institute and Chair of the Audit and Risk Committee of the Institute. So, thank you, Lindsay, and join us.
Thanks, Tony. Pleasure to be with you here today. Today, as a brief introduction to this topic, I want to touch on business decisions. I think Bruce also mentioned this morning. And it might seem like a strange topic to lead off with at an ERM seminar, but business decisions for me are at front and centre in any effective ERM framework. And it also sits quite nicely with my very practical view on ERM and risk management. So in a good risk culture and an evolved risk framework, appropriate attention to risk can help with better business decisions by understanding the risk, controlling it, mitigating it, and pricing for it. To do this, however, we really need to have a comprehensive, accepted, useful, and practical risk framework, one that all who participate in the business can buy into. So this comprehensive, accepted, useful, practical risk framework is not so effective if it's just an overlay. But depending on where you are in your maturity in the ERM in your organisation, that might be a place that you have to start. But it really does need to be, before too long, well integrated and just a very normal part of business operations. And this is where I see the lines of defence model as a very useful way of portraying good risk management in an enterprise. So in many ways, the business leadership or business owners, the first line of defence, have an absolutely crucial role in risk management. So the business can't achieve their business plans or objectives without really paying very close attention to the risks that they're taking on, treating them, mitigating, controlling, and pricing them, of course, appropriately. And the business is also potentially best placed to understand all the risks because they're closest to the deal and closest to the detail of what's actually happening and the risks that they're putting on the balance sheet and in the business. But it's that very closeness to the deal that potentially makes it quite challenging sometimes for the business to be dispassionate on all of the risks. And so enter the second line of defence, the independent risk function or the CRO. And more than anything, in my view, their role is to provide an effective challenge to the first line of defence, the business owners, the risk takers. And before being able to do that effective challenge, there are really a number of preconditions. Firstly, they've got to have sufficient knowledge about the business to be able to ask appropriate questions and to see potential risk issues as they crop up. And a very important one for me is that there has to be a very strong trust between those in the first line of defence and the second line of defence. And I guess a recognition with both camps, as it were, that each has an absolutely crucial role in not only managing the risks, but in the success of the business and the outcomes. And, of course, a suitable risk management framework must exist to give context and a framework for these types of conversations. And the role, obviously, of the CRO is to oversee and help facilitate that framework, to work with the board on articulating risk appetite, tolerances, And then, as I said before, this framework has to really be very, very effectively embedded in the business so that it's just second nature. It's not something that all those who participate in the business have to actively remind themselves, oh, well, let's consider risk management. And so this is where the cycle comes back to where we started. Of course, there is the third line of defence, and I wasn't really planning to say too much about that today, but just to acknowledge that it is an important role in the subsequent audit and testing of the whole framework. So I mentioned before I've got a very practical approach to risk management. And of course, there's an essential place for technical modelling and control systems and governance. But don't underestimate the value that comes from just taking advantage of situations for learnings and developing. So sometimes we get involved in situations that provide a very powerful learning opportunity. And so, for example, that can happen in a non-life cat situation. There's always learnings that come out of that. Or for the life business in Australia at the moment, there are interesting times facing the business, and it's a perfect opportunity for understanding the risks, for learning, and thinking about how things can be done differently. So adverse developments in a business in a constructive way can actually be used to develop stories and learnings for future use as well as for helping deal with the current situation. So we need to take hold of these situations and actually use them as opportunities to ask fresh questions, better questions, and challenging questions. So then I just want to turn to conclude with, say, a couple of things on boards and board risk committees. And we're all very well aware of the ever-increasing focus APRA is putting on boards and risk committees, correctly in my view. They had quite a bit to say about that yesterday. And the directors, as we know, set the risk appetite, own the risk framework, the ICAP, and they have a huge influence on risk culture. Depending on the particular board or the directors concerned, they have more or less background in risk. Some might be experts and have had a career in risk. Others may not have any specific expertise in risk other than their commercial experience that they're bringing to bear as a director. However, whatever their experience or background in risk, the director's role in risk is a very clear one. And it's continuing to evolve, and it's continuing to evolve very rapidly. And so the directors need to be very well supported in this developing risk landscape by good quality management. And typically that's the independent risk function or the CRO. And in my view, a really good indicator of the effectiveness of the working relationship is where there's, on the one hand, a push from the directors to the CRO, and then on the other hand, some push from the CRO to the directors. And it has to be a constructive and a well-functioning, well-working relationship. So just to sum up, good quality business decisions can only be made with proper consideration of risk. First line of defence is as important in risk management as the second line of defence. And take advantage of situations for learnings and developing opportunities for asking better questions. And boards and CROs and their teams must have a very constructive and good working relationship, pushing and assisting each other. Thank you.